Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I was a huge fan of Bruce Springsteen before, but after this interview, dang, I just have so much respect for him as a person. This was an intimate look at the man behind the music. And here's one of the many reasons why. When Stern would bring up anything negative, Bruce wouldn't bite. Seriously, he would not take the bait. In this accusation from the Post, it would have been so easy to address the critics head on. Talk about how harsh the music business is and all that. Instead, not one word about the other side. Instead, he dealt with the issue head on and kept the focus on him. He told the backstory, his intent, and then he moved on. And that's what I think a lot of us do. You know, we're very good at shifting the focus, but I think we shift too broad to address grievances at 30,000 feet. And this tactic does two things we don't want. First, it keeps the argument going because now our critics have something different to discuss. And two, it makes our critics more credible so they can paint the picture that they have insight others haven't thought of. Now, here's the best part. Springsteen's approach gave the critics an interesting choice. Keep it up and look like jerks, or here's new info that gives y'all an out, an opportunity to shut up and walk away with dignity. Now, you see how that works? So the next time someone uses the truth to damage our credibility, let's not go broad as a counterattack or a response. Let's be like Bruce and keep the focus on us. Our intent and why have the power to answer these critiques. Promote that message and the smarter critics will back off. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.